White, Denison, Texas, January 6, 1879. Dear son Edson, we received your letter in regard to your hymn book. We are sorry you have taken the steps you have done, but it shall not stand thus. No, no, it must not stand thus. I am trying to write out matter for Oakland office. I want a copy of all I have written sent immediately. You will see by the copy we have sent that we are cutting out all we can spare in first volume of Spirit of Prophecy. I have matter I wish to bring in that is new, and I want room for it. Do not feel delicate in regard to writing freely because I have cautioned you. My letters are only between you and me. No other one knows anything of these matters I write to you. Not because I do not have confidence in you, but because I have been shown your dangers, and I feel the deepest interest you should make no failure. You cannot be too guarded. I expect Brother Glenn will make a break soon. He will get his back up and resist the efforts made to bring him into line, or he will surrender. I know he is no manager and needs to be guided rather than to lead. He has no help at home, which makes it harder for him. I have a testimony for M. Kellogg of St. Helena. Edson. Lucinda says she sent a Chinese box with a broadcloth sack in it for me when you left California. What about it? I have not seen said box or sack. Will you tell me its whereabouts? I would be very grateful for the sack just now. It is the most tedious cold weather. In our sleeping room, we keep a fire all day, and at night it freezes so hard I cut the ice out of my washbowl and pitcher with a small hatchet. The house is plastered, but the cold will come in, and it is the most penetrating, keen air I ever experienced. It is all of 9 o'clock before we can get the house warm enough to work, for we cannot handle pen and ink. This is the sunny south, hot enough to bake eggs in summer upon the ground, and so fearfully cold in winter. But many say it is a new thing for Texas, and that in a few weeks at most, all cold weather will be gone. We keep very close. Father is well, cheerful, and happy. Very kind and tender of me and of my comfort. He is very active. I fear a financial failure at the Pacific Press unless there is most economical managing of the finances. I think Willie White could come in and work matters out straight, but I have before laid this matter before you as higher judgment than mine, so I will not say a word more upon this point. I hope the Lord will be with you and help you all to have devotion and true faith. I want you, my son, to be entirely what God would have you to be: noble, honorable, unselfish, and holding all your passions under perfect control. God has use for you, my son, if you will follow where His Spirit shall lead. Keep clear of all boarding houses. Shake yourself from financial matters, that should failures come, you will not have to bear the censure of others and destroy your influence forever where you can never regain it. Keep near the shore in all your financial enterprises. You can serve the cause of God. You can be a blessing to it. Many will never appreciate any efforts you may make because of your former failures. But one does, Edson. One who never errs in estimating a man for all he is worth looks at the heart and weighs motives. Be true to yourself and to your God. Walk humbly, for this is your strength. Hide self in Jesus. He loves you, my son. He loves you, and He will be to you a present help in every time of need. If you have time, write out upon Bible subjects short articles. Study your Bible, and you can be qualifying yourself all the time for usefulness and duty. Mother. Postscript. Have all of Father's letters and mine sent with our names printed on envelopes, for then no one will be likely to take them from the office. Ellen G. White.